We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12-powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
What's the wildest way karma caught a manipulative ex pretending to be the victim? Story 1. My ex, Jason, cheated on me with his coworker. When I broke things off, he spun a tale to all our mutual friends claiming I had emotionally abused him and was controlling. He even faked crying during a group dinner to really sell it. I lost several friendships overnight. A year later, his new girlfriend messaged me, apologizing. She had just discovered his notes on his phone, including a playbook of lies he told people about me, and scripts for how he would fake breakdowns to gain sympathy. She was horrified. She sent screenshots to several of those friends who had ditched me. Then came the kicker. Someone anonymously forwarded all of it to HR at his job. Turns out lying about emotional breakdowns and mental health to manipulate others wasn't a good look for the company's PR manager. He got demoted and transferred to a different branch. Most of those friends apologized. Not all, but enough. And Jason? Still trying to clear his name on Facebook. Story 2. When my ex Rachel and I broke up, she immediately told everyone I was physically abusive. I was shocked. I'd never even raised my voice at her. But she was convincing. She went as far as showing fake bruises. I later found out she used makeup. To her parents and friends. Her dad even threatened me. I stayed quiet because I didn't know what to do. 6 months later, karma showed up in the form of her new boyfriend. He caught her mid-lie trying to pull the same stunt on him after he tried to break things off. But this time, he recorded everything. Every fake sob, every manipulative monologue, even her practicing how she'd cry. He sent the video to me, her family, and even posted a censored version on TikTok. It went viral. Rachel deleted all her social media and tried to backpedal by saying it was just a role-play experiment. Nobody bought it. Her lies collapsed like a house of cards. She lost her job at a local women's shelter and most of her social circle. It was hard watching her ruin me, but watching karma destroy her lies? Priceless. Story 3. My ex Sarah was obsessed with social media. After our breakup, she posted a 3-part TikTok saga about how I abandoned her when she was suicidal, complete with sad music and fake texts. She gained a ton of followers, sympathy, and even opened a GoFundMe. I was livid but kept quiet. One day, I got a call from a reporter who was investigating online scams. Someone had reported her fundraiser as fraudulent. I gave him everything. Our old texts, timestamps of her suicide crisis, she was on vacation with a new guy, and even receipts of her spending the GoFundMe money on designer bags. He ran the story. She was exposed, lost all her followers, got banned from TikTok, and had to refund most of the donations. Oh, and someone sued her for emotional distress because she used their real messages in her fake story. I didn't lift a finger, just watched karma go viral. Story 4. Dylan was the charming type, until he wasn't. After I ended things, he spread rumors that I had cheated. He even showed people a doctored screenshot of a flirty message I sent to his best friend. He cried to anyone who would listen. A year later, a mutual friend was interning at a graphic design company, where Dylan had once ordered that same fake screenshot to be printed for a drama project. The intern found the original design file in their archive. She sent it to me. I posted it on a private group chat with all our mutuals, showing the proof and timeline. Silence. Then, one by one, people apologized. The best part? Dylan tried to claim the file was fake too, until the design firm emailed him asking if he wanted a reprint. Whoops. Karma. With receipts. Story 5. Amanda dumped me but didn't want to look like the villain, so she told everyone I had threatened her and made her feel unsafe. I lost my spot in a band I co-founded because two of the members believed her and didn't want drama. A few months later, Amanda started dating a guy who was actually dangerous. She tried to warn her friends, but no one believed her because she'd cried wolf too many times. She texted me one night begging for help. I didn't reply. Not out of pettiness, but because I didn't trust a single word she said. Later, I found out from one of our mutuals that her parents had to step in. Police were involved. And while the guy got arrested, Amanda's reputation was already torched. Her own lies cost her her safety net. And the band? They invited me back. I declined. They learned karma the hard way. Story 6. My ex, Tara, tried to ruin my career. After I broke up with her because of her constant lying, she emailed my university claiming I had assaulted her. No proof. Just a tear-filled claim with some vague timelines. I got pulled into an administrative meeting. She cried. I cried too, out of shock. But karma didn't take long. She didn't know the school had recently installed more campus cameras. Dozens of them. They pulled footage from the dates she mentioned. Not only did it prove I wasn't even near her, but some of the timestamps showed her laughing with a different guy, hand in hand. The panel dropped the case, but it didn't stop there. She was warned for false reporting. And then the guy she was with in the videos? Turned out he was married, and his wife filed for divorce, citing public embarrassment due to an affair gone viral. Tara lost her spot in student leadership and was forced to leave the university quietly. Me, I got a public apology email from the school and a call from the dean. Karma did better than I ever could. Story 7. After we broke up, Kevin told his friends I emotionally manipulated him and isolated him from his family. Truth? He never wanted to visit his family and used me as an excuse. But once I was gone, I became the perfect scapegoat. His friends all pitied him, checking in constantly. I stayed silent. Then one of those friends visited Kevin unannounced and caught him mocking them in a voice note to another girl, laughing about how easy it was to milk sympathy from idiots and saying, "They're all so desperate to be the hero." The friend sent the voice clip to their group chat. He didn't even try to deny it, just ghosted everyone. Suddenly, I had three different people apologizing to me within a week. Kevin, last I heard, he started a podcast about toxic relationships, and nobody listens to it. Story 8. Michelle loved drama. After our split, she claimed to everyone that I had stolen from her. Even told her landlord that I ransacked the apartment, which got me threatened with legal action. I panicked until I remembered something. The security cam her landlord installed in the building's hallway because of recent break-ins. Turns out, the only person who entered her apartment that night was her. The footage showed her dragging out her own stuff in trash bags at 3 a.m., including jewelry and tech she later reported as missing. Her landlord was furious. Not only did he send me a written apology, but he also reported Michelle to the police for filing a false report. She ended up getting evicted. The best part? When she tried to spin it like I faked the footage. No one bought it. Sometimes karma arrives in 1080p. Story 9. Daniel couldn't stand being dumped, so he messaged my parents, claiming I was dangerously unstable and had threatened to hurt myself. They were terrified. I had to reassure them with call logs and screenshots that nothing of the sort had happened. Then he messaged my boss claiming I was on drugs and unreliable. It backfired spectacularly. My boss knew I'd just passed a drug screening for a promotion, and HR launched an investigation. Not on me, but on him. Turns out he'd previously tried something similar with another ex-employee of the company he worked at. He got reported to LinkedIn and blacklisted from several recruiting agencies for malicious conduct. Meanwhile, I still got my promotion. Daniel told everyone I ruined his future, but nah, man, you sent the emails. Story 10. Natalie and I had a messy breakup, but I was civil. She, however, went on a tour of pity, claiming I ghosted her, left her with rent she couldn't afford, and even abandoned our dog. Except the dog was mine. And I had screenshots of her begging me to take him because she couldn't deal with his energy. I didn't plan revenge. But karma came on four legs. A few months later, she tried to adopt a dog from a popular local shelter. They did a routine background check and saw she'd listed me as a previous co-owner. The shelter contacted me to confirm. I told them the truth. They flagged her application, and she got banned from every partner shelter in the county. Her last public post about it was a sob story about being denied a second chance. The comments? Full of people saying, "Didn't you abandon your last dog?" She deleted her account the next day. Story 11. My ex-boyfriend Tyler was the king of weaponized vulnerability. When I broke up with him after 2 years of gaslighting and stonewalling, he spun a tale that I was the one who abused him emotionally and made him feel worthless. He started a blog. He used fake names, but the stories were clearly about me. Posts about how I broke his spirit, used therapy talk as control, and erased his voice. He got featured in a local indie magazine as a voice for silent male survivors. Then karma stepped in the form of his own therapist. Apparently, Tyler had signed a release for promotional purposes with the clinic he visited, never expecting them to actually use it. His therapist, unaware of his blog, posted a quote from a session, with no identifying info, about how he had trouble with accountability and sabotaging intimacy. People put two and two together. A few anonymous commenters started questioning the blog. Eventually, someone exposed the connection with screenshots and tags. He tried deleting it all, but not before his editor dropped him and the magazine issued a quiet retraction. Gaslight, gatekeep, get caught. Story 12. Clara wanted to play the victim and the hero. After we broke up, she texted my little sister pretending to be concerned about my mental health. She said she was scared for me and that I had said some dark things after our breakup. Total lies, but it freaked my sister out, so she showed the texts to our mom. My mom called me sobbing, thinking I was in danger. It took hours to convince them.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
Then I was okay. Karma came via Clara's own TikTok live. One night, she forgot to turn off the camera after a makeup stream. She was talking to a friend and said, "Ugh, if I act worried about him, it makes me look like the bigger person. Like, if I get sympathy from his family, that's game over." Yeah, she said that on a live. To 400 plus widzów. A few people clipped it before she deleted it. I didn't even have to defend myself. The video did it all. My sister blocked her, my mom apologized, and Clara made her account private. Nothing like a hot mic moment to serve karma cold. Story 13. Marcus broke up with me because he needed to find himself. A week later, he was dating someone new. Then he started telling people I tried to sabotage his new relationship. He even said I showed up at her workplace and caused a scene. Total fabrication. I'd never even met her. Fast forward 3 months. His girlfriend DMs me. She's furious, says I stalked her again. I'm stunned. I send her my GPS log from the day he claimed I appeared at her gym. I was in another city visiting my cousin. She goes quiet. A few days later, she messages me again, this time with screenshots of his Notes app, where he had written fake conversations between me and her. He had been sending them to himself from a burner account and pretending they were from me. She was horrified. She dumped him, shared the notes with some of his friends, and posted her site on Facebook. People turned on him fast. Turns out he'd pulled this exact trick with an ex before me too. Now he's known as Notes App Marcus. Story 14. My ex Lexi went full soap opera after I broke up with her for stealing money from my Venmo. She told our mutual friends that I was abusive and controlling. I kept quiet, assuming the truth would come out eventually. She even convinced a friend to meet with me to confront me about my behavior. I was stunned. Then karma arrived, in the form of a misplaced airdrop. At a party, Lexi accidentally airdropped a note she meant to send to her new boyfriend. It went to a random guy's iPad. The note read, "I'm getting so good at these fake breakdowns. Like, honestly, I could teach a class. These suckers eat it up." The guy was confused but showed it to his friend, who recognized her. Word got around fast. Screenshots circulated. Within a week, the same friends who had iced me out apologized. And Lexi? She deleted her socials and started going by her middle name. But her reputation followed her like a shadow. Story 15. Zach always wanted to be the victim. After we split because of his serial lying, he claimed I ruined his life. He told people I crashed his car, cost him a job, even tried to turn his own mom against me. Then karma came wrapped in a job reference. Months later, he applied for a job at a startup where one of my closest friends happened to work. She didn't know we'd dated until his name popped up. He listed me as a past collaborator for a project I had created alone and claimed we were still close. She casually asked me about him. I told her the truth. She didn't say anything to him, just waited until he came in for his interview and asked, "So, how's your working relationship with me these days?" He stuttered, fumbled, lied. She had screenshots of our breakup texts. He didn't get the job. He also didn't know she screenshotted his resume and posted the fake parts in a private industry Slack group. Last I heard, he stepped back from the professional world to work on himself. Translation: Karma's hiring. Story 16. After we broke up, my ex Lindsay started telling people I had cut her off financially, acting like I left her homeless and broke. Which was wild, because she had drained my bank account and maxed out my credit card before ghosting me. She even started a GoFundMe for emergency relocations, complete with fake eviction papers and emotional sob stories about being abandoned after giving everything to a man. The karma? She forgot that I worked with a local housing nonprofit, and one of my coworkers recognized her story as eerily similar to another woman's. Turns out Lindsay copied most of the bio from a real fundraising campaign we had helped launch a year prior. We flagged the GoFundMe. It got taken down, and an investigation followed. She had to refund all the donations. But the twist? One of the donors turned out to be an actual lawyer, and they sued her for fraud on behalf of another person she'd lied about. That fundraiser ended up costing her more than it made. Story 17. Nathan couldn't accept rejection. After I broke up with him, he told our friends that I was unstable and had been begging him to come back, even faking screenshots of texts that made me look obsessed. Problem is, he posted one of the screenshots on his Instagram story and forgot to crop out the Notes app banner. A few people called it out. He claimed it was just for storytelling, but then someone noticed the timestamp was 10 minutes after I blocked his number for good. His little web unraveled. One of his own friends publicly commented, "Wait, didn't you say she blocked you before you left?" He panicked and deleted his whole account. I didn't say a word. Just watched as karma showed up with a magnifying glass and an iOS UI guide. Story 18. My ex James lied to his therapist about me. I found out because, weirdly, his therapist called me. She said James had mentioned me repeatedly in sessions and that she was concerned about his safety. Turns out, he told her I had threatened to destroy his life if he ever left me, and that I was stalking him post-breakup. Meanwhile, I was in a new relationship and hadn't contacted him in over 6 months. I told the therapist the truth. She was shocked and apologized, but she couldn't share details due to confidentiality. Karma's turn came when James bragged on Twitter, yes, publicly, about how he manipulated his therapist into thinking he was the good guy. He even tagged a friend and said, "Bro, I should have been an actor." Guess what? One of his mutuals worked in mental health, screenshotted the tweet. It got back to the therapist. She dropped him as a patient. Story 19. Kelsey cheated on me, then played the victim when I walked away. Claimed I was controlling, emotionally abusive, and isolated her from everyone. She cried to all our shared friends, saying she just wanted to feel safe again. I didn't argue. I just walked away. A year later, her new boyfriend reached out. He was suspicious. Said Kelsey had told him I used to track her location constantly. He found that odd, especially when he had just caught her checking his phone GPS logs. I showed him receipts from our old texts. Kelsey had begged me to share locations because it makes me feel secure. He confronted her with the texts. She blew up, said they were fake. He didn't believe her. Not only did he break up with her, he made a group message with all the friends she'd lied to and dropped the truth. Everyone turned on her. Now Kelsey lives in a new city with no traceable social media. Karma didn't just catch her. It published her lies in bold font. Story 20. Aiden cried wolf, literally. After we broke up, he claimed I hit him. He told his coworkers, his new girlfriend, even tried to press charges. Luckily, I had proof I wasn't even in the same city on the date he case dismissed. But he still told everyone I was a dangerous narcissist. 6 months later, his new girlfriend shows up at my work. I was terrified, until she sat down and said, "I need to know what really happened." Turns out Aiden had claimed she hit him too. He told her the exact same story he used on me, almost word for word. She got suspicious and did some digging. Found an old Reddit post I made months prior. No names, just the story. Every detail matched. She messaged me. I confirmed everything. She left him and posted a detailed account in a private group they both belonged to. Multiple women came forward with similar stories. Aiden's pattern finally caught up with him. Not only did he lose his girlfriend, but he was also let go from his job for misrepresenting workplace harassment. He played victim for years, until every lie turned into testimony against him. Story 21. After our breakup, Emily posted a long emotional letter on Facebook claiming I left her while she was battling cancer. I was floored. She never had cancer, not even a doctor's visit. She even used stock images of shaved heads and IV bags. Her post went viral in our hometown. I started getting death threats from people I didn't even know. My parents got harassed too, but Emily wasn't as clever as she thought. She used the same IP to post the letter and upload a photo of a dog she was giving away on Craigslist. A friend of mine who's into cybersecurity traced the IP and exposed her, publicly. People found the original images she used by reverse searching them. Turns out, she copied her entire cancer story from a Reddit thread from 2017. She deleted her post, then her entire profile. And the cherry on top? A local cancer awareness group she partnered with reported her for fraud and banned her from all future events. Karma doesn't need chemo when stupidity does the job. Story 22. Derek was the guy who cried toxic ex every time something didn't go his way. When we broke up, he told people I had manipulated him into staying and ruined his chance at freedom. A month later, I found out he had already started dating a woman from work before our breakup and needed an excuse to avoid being labeled a cheater. Fast forward to 6 months later, I'm at a friend's baby shower where Derek's new girlfriend happens to be. She pulls me aside and says, "He told me you were controlling and slashed his tires when he tried to leave." I laughed. Because I had proof. He filed an insurance claim for hail damage the same day. I showed her screenshots of his weather report and claim submission. She dumped him that week. Then she posted about his lies on her blog, where she had over 40,000 followers. The post was titled "Gaslighter Gets Stormed Out." It blew up. Derek was memed into oblivion. Story 23. My ex Brooke got drunk one night and crashed her car into a street pole. She wasn't hurt, but she panicked and claimed I had chased her and caused the crash. She called the cops, said I was stalking her and she was fleeing for her life. I was in my apartment the whole night, alone. Police questioned me, but I had a Nest cam facing my front door, showing I never left. GPS data and Uber Eats. Order times all backed it up. When they checked traffic cam footage, they caught her speeding alone past a red light. No car behind her. She was arrested for filing a false police report and DUI. Her license got suspended. Then, when the story hit the local news, she told everyone I planted the footage, except the traffic cam was city property. Karma wears a badge sometimes. Story 24. Samantha posted TikToks for months after our breakup, painting me as the narcissist ex who destroyed her emotionally. She used popular audio clips about survivors and ranted about the one who tried to ruin her soul. Her follower count skyrocketed. I never responded until someone sent me a video she posted while drunk. In it, she joked about faking the trauma to build her brand and even said, "It's not like he's going to sue me or anything." I didn't sue her. I just compiled the videos. I sent them to a few influencers who had collaborated with her. They dropped her instantly. Her sponsorships vanished. The day she posted a tearful apology video was the day another creator stitched it with, "Girl, we got the receipts. Sit down." Karma streamed in HD. Story 25. Trevor told his new girlfriend I was obsessed with him. Said I showed up at his work and left notes on his car. Total fabrication. I hadn't spoken to him in months. Then one day I get a message from a random woman, his coworker, saying she had seen him writing notes and placing them on his own car. Said he was muttering, "She's gonna freak when she sees this." She thought it was weird and filmed it. She sent me the footage. I forwarded it to his girlfriend anonymously. A week later, they broke up. 2 weeks after that, he made a vague post about betrayal from within your circle. Pretty sure he still doesn't know who exposed him. But that's the thing with karma. Sometimes she just watches with a camera and smiles. Story 26. My ex Caleb broke up with me and immediately told everyone I emotionally neglected him. He went on a tear, framing me as cold and selfish, even posting vague breakup quotes about being used and unseen. It hurt because I'd spent months supporting him through job loss, therapy, and his mom's health scare. I didn't respond publicly. Then came the reunion. A mutual friend invited both of us to a cabin weekend without telling the other. I almost backed out, but I went. On the first night, Caleb got drunk and tried to hook up with me. I said no. He got angry and started yelling in front of everyone about how I destroyed him. Problem was, someone was live streaming the evening on Instagram. His rant was captured. Him screaming about how she was too good for me and I hated that, and I made up stuff just to make her look bad. Someone clipped it. It went mini viral. He deleted his socials. I gained 5 new friends that weekend, and the best closure of my life. Story 27. Bianca was the kind of girl who always needed to be the victim. After I ended things, she told everyone I had pressured her into staying with me. That couldn't be further from the truth. I'd begged her for months to either commit or walk away. I even wrote a breakup email. Guess what she did? She printed that email and showed it to our mutual friends as proof of my threatening tone, cutting out the first and last paragraphs, which included my wishes for her happiness and clarity. But karma came in the form of Google. One friend asked to see the full thread. Bianca said she deleted it. But the friend came to me. I pulled up the entire email chain. It showed dates, headers, everything she cut out. They confronted her in a group chat. She left the group. Then, days later, she tried adding new friends, some of whom had already heard the full story from others. She's now known as Context Bianca, a walking lesson in receipts. Story 28. My ex Jonah told his entire friend group that I had destroyed his creativity and belittled his music. Except I was the one who funded his studio time. I also wrote lyrics for half his tracks. But he was always careful to delete my name from the credits. Then came the karma gig. A local label rep invited Jonah to submit some of his songs. He gave them a track that I had copyrighted a year earlier, word for word, melody included. The label contacted me, thinking he was the one plagiarizing me. When I proved I wrote it and sent voice memos with my name in the file name, they blacklisted him immediately. Jonah tried saying I sabotaged his future, but the real sabotage? Lying and erasing your co-creator. Karma wrote a chorus and it hit harder than his best drop. Story 29. Lily ghosted me after 2 years, then claimed I was controlling and refused to let her go. She told people I was still calling her, even though I'd deleted her number. One of our mutuals believed her and started spreading rumors. Then, months later, she started dating a tech-savvy guy. He found an old backup on her iCloud. Thousands of unsent messages written to me. Emotional essays, angry rants, fantasies of us getting back together. He sent a few screenshots to my friend group saying, I don't know who she's been lying to, but it ain't just me. Suddenly, I started getting texts like, I had no idea. And she really flipped the script, huh? Lily tried saying he faked it. But when someone asked her to prove it, she lost her phone. Right. Story 30. Alex was the drama king of breakups. After hours, he told people I'd tried to ruin his relationship with his parents. Claimed I sent them a letter exposing him and tried to turn them against him. I didn't. But they did stop talking to him. Not because of me. Because of the letter he wrote himself. His mom later showed me the envelope. It was in his handwriting. She had saved it and never told him. She said, I knew something was off. You always treated us with kindness. Eventually, Alex confessed to his parents that he made it up to get sympathy from friends. They kicked him out. He couch surfed for a year. When mutuals asked what happened, he said, I guess my lies finally caught up with me. Yes, Alex. Yes, they did. Story 31. My ex Maddie dumped me via text while I was visiting my sick grandfather across the country. The next day, she told all our mutual friends that I abandoned her suddenly and went no contact without warning. She claimed I had ghosted her and left her emotionally shattered. She even posted a photo of herself crying in bed with the caption, When the one you love disappears without goodbye. What she didn't know. One of our mutual friends also followed my cousin, who had posted stories of me playing guitar for my grandfather in hospice. Same timestamps, same weekend. The friend commented, Wait, is this the weekend he was out of state for his grandpa? On Maddie's post. Dozens of people saw it. She quickly deleted the caption and changed the story. But it was too late. Screenshots had already made the rounds. People stopped engaging with her pity content. Her engagement dropped. And when she tried launching a podcast on healing from abandonment, nobody showed up to the live. Ghosting? No, Maddie. You just got exposed by your own thirst trap. Story 32. Josh and I worked at the same restaurant. After our breakup, he told our coworkers that I had slept with the manager to get better shifts. He even said I threatened to ruin him if he spoke up. I was stunned, especially since I was still on good terms with the manager, who was gay and married. Josh didn't know that the security camera above the staff lockers had picked up audio. One of the busboys overheard him bragging about planting a little drama to get me fired. That busboy? The manager's nephew. The manager played the clip at a staff meeting. It was short but clear. Josh said, Watch her panic when they believe I snitched. I'll be back on Friday night shifts in no time. He was fired that afternoon. I didn't even have to defend myself. Karma clocked in, punched his ego, and clocked out. Story 33. Vanessa told her college friends I stalked her after our breakup. She claimed I would drive by her dorm, leave notes, and linger in the quad just to intimidate her. I lived 3 hours away by that point. Things got intense when campus security emailed me about a complaint. I had to get a lawyer just to respond. Luckily, I had receipts. I'd been clocked into work every day for weeks during the times she claimed I was lurking. GPS, time cards, and security footage from my office all matched. But the kicker? She messed up the dorm building number when she filed the complaint. She wrote the number of the arts building, where she worked part-time, and had been caught keying someone's car a few days earlier. The investigation turned toward her. Turns out she'd been harassing another ex, too. She was placed on behavioral probation and required to attend counseling. Karma took the long route, but it arrived with documentation. Story 34. After our breakup, Trent wrote a long Reddit post, ironically, claiming I was emotionally manipulative, isolated him from his friends, and weaponized therapy language to justify controlling him. It gained traction. Hundreds of comments, people DMing him support. It made me sick to read. But Trent made one mistake. He used actual quotes from our private texts in the post and included a screenshot of one that still had the timestamp and part of my contact photo. Someone cross-posted it to another subreddit, calling it out as fake. A user reverse searched the quote and found it in a free couples therapy worksheet online. He had copy-pasted it and pretended it was a real convo between us. Another user noticed that the screenshot was heavily edited. The time didn't match the phone's header. The mods removed the post. Trent was banned for fabricating abuse stories. People who'd praised him started retracting their comments. One person even apologized to me privately, saying, "I should have known something didn't add up." Therapy terms don't protect you from karma, Trent. Story 35. Leah and I had a peaceful breakup, or so I thought. 2 weeks later, she messaged my sister saying she was worried about, claimed I'd sent her suicidal messages and she felt obligated to warn someone. My sister called me crying. I was blindsided. I asked to see the messages. Leah had forwarded screenshots of our texts. The problem? The font was wrong. She had copied and pasted messages into an app that fakes DMs, but used Android font on what was supposed to be an iPhone screenshot. My sister's boyfriend works in design and spotted it immediately. We confronted Leah. She said, "I just wanted someone to check in on him." "Is that so bad?" "Yes, it is. When you fabricate a mental health crisis to make yourself look like the caring ex." We blocked her, but she didn't stop. She tried messaging my boss later. That's when I filed a cease and desist through a friend of mine who's a lawyer. She's quiet now. Karma's not loud, but when it speaks, it's final. Story 36. After our breakup, Jenna went full scorched earth. She messaged my mom on Facebook claiming I verbally abused her and gaslit her into staying. My mom was devastated until she asked for examples. Jenna sent fake screenshots of our fights, but forgot to remove the contact, Emily. My mom forwarded them to me, confused. I laughed. Emily was Jenna's ex-girlfriend. She had recycled the same faked screenshots from that relationship and renamed the contact. She didn't even bother rewriting the texts. I dug up a post Emily made on Twitter over a year ago. Same phrases, same manipulation tactics. I sent the side-by-side comparison to my mom. Then I sent it to Jenna with one sentence. "You used control plus C and forgot to control think." She blocked me instantly. My mom? She now refers to Jenna as the copy-paste queen. Story 37. Connor was charming, until he got caught cheating. After I broke up with him, he told our mutuals that I had pressured him into exclusivity and freaked out when he tried to establish boundaries. What he didn't know was that his cheating got him an STD, and I was the one who had to tell his new girlfriend because she reached out to me privately. She went to get tested, and tested positive. Instead of blaming me, she went nuclear on him. Not just emotional. She created a detailed infographic called "How My Ex Weaponized Boundaries to Excuse Cheating" and shared it on social media. It went viral. Several of his mutuals shared the post without realizing who it was about until they recognized his dog in one of the photos. He lost friends, followers, and his Tinder account. Yes, someone reported him. Karma brought receipts and a graph. Story 38. Alyssa and I were engaged until I found out she had a secret relationship with her coworker. She cried, apologized, and said she'd end it. 2 weeks later, I found out she married him in Vegas. I walked away without a word. Months later, she told everyone I left her at the altar, claiming I had commitment issues and abandoned her days before the wedding. She said she was heartbroken and still healing. Then karma did its thing. Her new husband's ex posted their Vegas wedding certificate, time-stamped 3 days after Alyssa and I broke up. It spread fast in our mutual circles. Someone posted both her versions of the story side by side. One about me, leaving, and one of her smiling in a wedding dress in Vegas. She deleted her social media, but not before a local gossip page picked up the drama. Alyssa wanted sympathy. She got infamy. Story 39. Ethan wanted to be the center of attention. After we broke up, he started telling everyone I was jealous and obsessive and wouldn't stop contacting him, which was wild because I'd blocked him on everything. One night at a bar, a mutual friend told me, he says you sent him letters threatening to ruin his life. I was stunned until I remembered something. Ethan had a very unique way of misspelling certain words, definitely and receive being his favorites. So I asked my friend to show me the letter he supposedly got. Yup, same errors. Even the exact same handwriting from his old birthday card to me. He forged hate letters to himself, and then bragged about being the mature one. I posted a side-by-side photo on a private story with just a caption, "Get help, dude." He left town a month later, not sure if it was from embarrassment or karma finally catching up with his ego. Story 40. Maria was the queen of subtle manipulation. After I ended our toxic situationship, she spread whispers that I ghosted her during a pregnancy scare and refused to take responsibility. That would have destroyed my reputation if not for one thing. I'm infertile. Confirmed by a doctor. I'd told her that in confidence. She forgot that part when telling the story. One of our mutuals, who knew about my condition, asked her some basic questions. Did you take a test? When was your last appointment? Do you have a due date? She dodged them all. Then the mutual said, "Weird. Because he told me he can't even have kids." Maria claimed I made that up, until I posted a photo of the signed specialist report, cropped to hide sensitive info but clear enough to prove the diagnosis. She backpedaled. Hard. Said she must have misunderstood the pregnancy test. She lost a lot of credibility. And friends. Karma doesn't need to scream. Sometimes it just hands you a doctor's note. Story 41. After I broke up with Rachel, she made a fake Instagram account and began messaging people in my life. Friends, coworkers, even my landlord, claiming to be my current girlfriend and warning them that I was dangerous and manipulative. She said I used women for rent, which was ironic, considering I was covering her half for 6 months. One of the people she messaged? My new girlfriend. But Rachel didn't realize my girlfriend worked in cybersecurity and immediately traced the burner account's IP. She used an open-source tracker to confirm it came from Rachel's exact building. Instead of confronting her, we screenshotted everything and let it simmer. Later, Rachel applied for a job at a women's advocacy nonprofit where my girlfriend's best friend worked. During the reference check, they mentioned her passion for online safety. Yeah, she didn't get the job, and she never figured out why. Karma. Silently working behind a keyboard. Story 42. Tyler told everyone I was emotionally unstable and had threatened to expose him after we split. In reality, I'd walked away quietly after catching him cheating. A few weeks later, he started dating someone new and told her the same lies about me. What he didn't know? She was a hobbyist fiction writer and curious. She messaged me politely. I gave her screenshots, dates, and proof of everything. She didn't say much, just thanked me. Then, she published a short story titled "The Liar Who Forgot the Internet Has Memory." It was barely fictionalized. Tyler's name was changed to Ty. It blew up in a small writer's subreddit and eventually got featured in a digital zine. Mutual friends read it. They knew it was him. He deactivated all his accounts and claimed privacy concerns. Nah, man. That was karma in narrative. Story 43. Sabrina and I broke up amicably, or so I thought. A month later, I started getting DMs from strangers accusing me of taking advantage of a grieving woman. Turns out, she told people her dad died and I broke up with her during the funeral. She even staged photos of herself crying by a cemetery, only the tombstone was clearly someone else's name. Her actual dad? Very much alive and a high school history teacher, who followed me on Facebook. He messaged me confused, asking why people were sending him condolences. I explained. He called his daughter, and I heard he chewed her out so badly she left town for a while. Eventually, she came clean in a long Instagram apology post, blaming trauma and identity confusion. I didn't respond, because karma had already read her eulogy and walked off laughing. Story 44. Dean said I had anger issues, told people I screamed at him during fights, punched walls, and made him feel unsafe. He even convinced one of our mutual friends to take him in, saying he had nowhere to go. Only problem? That friend had a Nest Cam in their living room, and one night it recorded Dean screaming into his phone, mocking how easy it was to cry PTSD and get free rent. He had no idea the friend had set motion alerts on the cam. The clip got saved, reviewed, and sent to me. The friend kicked him out. shared the video with a few others who had believed Dean. Dean tried to deny it, until someone pointed out that he was wearing the same shirt from a selfie he posted that day. Karma doesn't scream. It records. Story 45. I ended things with Megan after realizing she was lying about where she was at night. She told everyone I was paranoid, controlling, and obsessed with monitoring. She even told her new guy that I used to track her phone and read her messages. One night, I got a call from her number. She forgot to hang up after a voice message and accidentally left a 2-minute recording on my voicemail of her coaching a friend on how to fake emotional abuse for TikTok content. The friend kept asking, "Won't they figure it out?" And Megan said, "Only if they hear this call." Guess what? I posted that exact voicemail, just audio, no identifying info, on Reddit with the context. It blew up. Someone recognized her voice from a viral video she'd done earlier. Her comment section? Carnage. She deleted her entire TikTok. And the guy she was seeing? Gone. Megan, next time mute the mic before Karma Records. Story 46. After our breakup, my ex Natalie spread rumors that I was violent. Said I once punched a wall inches from her face, and she had to run barefoot to safety. It was dramatic, cinematic, and totally false. Her new boyfriend reached out to warn me to stay away. I told him I hadn't spoken to her in months. Then he mentioned something interesting. Natalie had told him the story exactly the same way she'd described her previous ex, word for word. Out of curiosity, I messaged the guy before me. He'd been through the same. She even posted the same fake injury photo during their breakup. Only back then, she said he pushed her. It was a stock image she pulled from Google. The new boyfriend confronted her. She admitted to embellishing to feel hurt. He dumped her and posted the entire conversation thread online, with identifying information redacted. Natalie vanished from all platforms within 24 hours. Sometimes karma takes the form of your past receipts going public. Story 47. Liam told our church group I had cheated on him and left him spiritually broken. He cried during Bible study and asked people to pray for my lost soul. Meanwhile, I had ended things because he was sending flirty messages to a married woman in our congregation. I never said a word. Months later, during a marriage counseling session, I heard this from someone present. The woman's husband confronted Liam. He had printed out over 30 pages of Liam's flirty texts, including one where Liam said, "Don't worry about my ex. She's already burning in hell for leaving me." The pastor saw everything. Liam got removed from all volunteer positions and was asked to take a sabbatical. He blamed me, of course. But everyone already knew who the real manipulator was. I didn't even have to lift a finger. Karma doesn't need to speak when your sins are printed in 12-point font. Story 48. Emma told everyone I ghosted her after promising a future, said I made her believe we'd get married, then blocked her. She even wrote a blog post about recovering from abandonment trauma and referenced me without naming, but included enough detail that people figured it out. Her story caught attention. She was invited on a podcast for dating trauma survivors. But here's the twist. She'd borrowed those exact lines from a different blog I'd read a year earlier. I only realized it when someone shared a quote from it, and it was word for word what Emma had said in her interview. I messaged the original blogger. They were furious. They posted a takedown piece titled, "When Your Pain Becomes Someone's Content." Emma was exposed as a plagiarist and a manipulator in the same week. Podcast took down her episode. Her blog's comment section got wrecked. Ghosting? Nah. I just quietly moved on. She haunted herself. Story 49. Daniel told people I broke into his apartment post-breakup and trashed the place out of jealousy, even filed a police report. I didn't even know where he lived. We'd only dated for a few months. He even shared photos of the damage. Broken lamp, flipped chair, ripped shirt. Then karma stepped in wearing body cam footage. His downstairs neighbor had called the police that night for a domestic disturbance involving him and his roommate. When officers arrived, they wore cams. They caught Daniel himself in the middle of a drunken tantrum, breaking his own stuff after a fight. Police dropped his false report. And since filing a fake claim is a crime, he ended up with a fine and probation. Last I heard, he's telling people the cops misunderstood. Sure, Daniel. Keep that story. Karma already roasted it. Story 50. Melissa had always been obsessed with reputation. When I ended things because she kept lying about little things, she went nuclear. Told everyone I was emotionally unsafe and had threatened to sabotage her career. The lie gained traction because she posted a dramatic tweet about being haunted by past toxicity. I stayed silent. But karma came in the form of her own resume. Months later, a recruiter from a company I used to intern at reached out. They were vetting Melissa, and she'd listed me as a professional reference. I was shocked, but I kept it honest. I said she had a strong personality but often bent the truth, sometimes at others' expense. Turns out, they had already flagged inconsistencies in her portfolio. And my statement was the final nail. She didn't get the job. Worse, word got around in her industry circle. She tried tweeting, "Gatekeeping is so toxic," but someone replied, "Or maybe lying is." That reply got more likes than her original post. Story 51. My ex Lauren told everyone I emotionally manipulated her into staying in a toxic relationship. The truth? She used fake panic attacks to stop me from leaving, and once threatened self-harm when I tried. When I finally ended it, she spun a narrative that I was cold and callous and ghosted her during her mental health spiral. She even started a blog about emotional trauma and made me the villain without naming me. She gained traction, support, sympathy. Then one day, she uploaded a video essay about how some people fake mental health struggles for attention. She described in detail how someone might force a partner to stay by pretending to be unstable. Someone commented, "Isn't this exactly what you said your ex did to you?" More comments followed. A few people noticed that her story kept changing. Screenshots surfaced of earlier posts where the details contradicted each other. The blog went quiet. The video was deleted, and I never said a word. Karma did all the talking. Story 52. Zach told people I stole money from him during our relationship. Said I drained our joint account and left him with rent bills. He was very loud about it. Facebook posts, group texts, even told his mom. What he didn't know, I had screenshots of every bank transaction. We never had a joint account. He owed me over $700 for my covering rent when he lost his job. So I sued him in small claims court. He showed up with a folder of made-up evidence. Badly edited screenshots where my name was spelled wrong in the banking app. The judge didn't even let him finish. She called it obviously fraudulent and ruled in my favor. I posted a photo of the check with the caption, "Thanks for paying me back." His mom saw it, asked him for receipts. He had none. Now I'm paid in full and he's paying for his lies and credibility. Story 53. Claire told all her friends I was obsessed with her after our breakup. She said I wouldn't stop texting, that I showed up at her job and even accused me of keying her car. The truth? I blocked her the same day I ended it. I was done. One day, her friend accidentally added me to a group story on Instagram. There, I saw Claire laughing with two friends, pointing at her own car and saying, "Let's scratch it again for the TikTok, this time from a lower angle." They were making fake vandalism content for sympathy. I screen recorded it, just in case. 3 weeks later, she made a post about how I was a violent stalker and had destroyed her property. I sent the video to three people she tagged. Two unfollowed her immediately. One posted, "Imagine being caught in 4K. She deleted everything and posted a vague apology about art being misunderstood. Nah, Claire. Karma understood just fine.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12-powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.